Every day we carry reports about life in occupied Iraq. How is security or civic life or economic life coming along? Every week someone else comes back from Baghdad with a new account of how disastrous things are, or of how they're really not that disastrous after all. Well, with this present-day backdrop in view, Foreign Affairs magazine delved into the archives of its parent organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, and came up with the text of a briefing given by Alan Dulles in December 1945. Dulles had handled Germany for the wartime OSS. Later he would direct the successor to the OSS, the CIA. Gideon Rose is managing editor of Foreign Affairs. And Mr. Rose, why the decision to reprint this talk about how things are going in occupied Germany in this season of reports from occupied Iraq?
Well, it's always good if history can inform present policymaking, and we decided when we came across the text of this meeting with Dulles that it would be a wonderful way of putting the current problems in Iraq into some perspective. And oftentimes history comes in only when people mine it for a particular small bit of data that supports their present position. And what we have here is history the way the policymakers saw it at the time as it was unfolding. The speech by Dulles came about 7 months after VE Day, about exactly the same time we are now after the fall of the statue in Baghdad. And it shows how fluid and uncertain the situation was in Germany at that time as well.
He writes about the problem that so many of the people who were experienced in running things had been members of the Nazi Party. And he wrote, "When we discover someone whose ability and politics are alike acceptable, we usually find, as we did in one case, that the man has been living abroad for the past 10 years and is hopelessly out of touch with the local situation."
Yeah, it's fascinating. And he also says that the people who should be the most important here are the women, because so many a saying now current in Germany is that today most of the able-bodied men are women. But he comments that most of them aren't in good shape because they all were in love with Hitler. And essentially, he says that most of them didn't know about Eva Braun, and they were very annoyed to hear about her after the fact, and they were very bitter.
I mean, the biggest lesson, it seems, from reading this speech given on how things were 7 months after VE Day is that it wasn't at all clear how things were going to end up. You didn't know the end of the movie then.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, the need for a massive post-war aid package, what eventually became the Marshall Plan, wasn't clear. And that was actually our point. We thought about whether to run it with some commentary on here are the lessons. And we decided that, in fact, it was better to print the whole thing in its entirety and let readers draw their own conclusions, because there were some things that are clearly parallel to what's going on in Iraq and others, such as the beginning of the Cold War, that are clearly totally different. And we say in the introduction that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And we thought that basically, better than drawing a simple conclusion about here's what we should do, the real answer was exactly as you just said, that in Germany in 45, as in post-war Japan, as in Iraq today, the most important thing to know about the situation was that it wasn't decided. In the words of Lawrence of Arabia, nothing is written. There wasn't basically a pure storyline that we're just trying to figure out what it is, that our own actions from now on, quite frankly, as well as in the past 6 months, will make the key difference.
Mr. Rose, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gideon Rose, who is managing editor of Foreign Affairs magazine, spoke with us from New York. The magazine in its current issue publishes the transcript of a meeting back in December 1945 of the Council on Foreign Relations with Alan Dulles on the situation in occupied Germany.